Dodie mit Monster auf Flux FM. Ein Auszug aus der neuen dritten EP der Künstlerin, die unter dem Titel Human in die Läden gestellt worden ist am Anfang des Jahres. Heute Abend tritt Dodie Clark, die sich in guter Do-It-Yourself-Manier via YouTube in die Herzen ihrer Hörerschaft spielte. Sie tritt heute Abend auf im Columbia Theater und stellt die eben erwähnte EP nochmal vor. Vorher hat sie es zu mir ins Studio geschafft und wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Vorteile einer unabhängig gestarteten Karriere in Zeiten großer Online-Plattformen. Wir finden heraus, inwiefern das Sprechen und Singen über Verletzlichkeiten auf lange Sicht dann doch einfach auch stärker macht. Wir sprechen über Vorurteile männlicher Produzenten und vieles mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es jetzt und hier, hello and welcome, Dodie!
Hello!
How are you doing?
Good, I got a very small amount of that with the tiny amount of German I know.
Yeah.
Some words.
We've already established that.
Yeah.
You do know a bit of German.
No.
Yes, you do.
I'm vision. The only thing I can say, I remember some grammar. Like, okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Ich habe für zwei Jahre Deutsch in die Schule gelernt. Mm-hmm. Aber ich bin nicht so gut.
Ja, aber das ist perfekt gewesen gerade.
Dankeschön.
Ein kleines
danke.
Bisschen Slang oder Akzent war dabei.
Oh,
aber
really?
Grammatically, it was perfect.
No accent.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, a little accent.
Okay.
I was talking about a little accent.
Oh, klein. Oh, sorry, yeah, small. Sorry. I thought you said klein.
Okay. Yeah, that's close too.
Yeah, I know.
So, where are you coming from today? Where kommst du denn heute? sorry. I'm just going to mix it up.
Heute, today. Okay. Yeah. Well, we've been on tour around Europe, but I come from London.
You've just arrived from London today?
No, I was, oh my gosh, I don't even know where
I was. Oh, it's too confusing.
Today. Maybe Norway? Where was I? I don't know.
I've talked to artists about deep philosophical questions, and they are never as confused as if I ask them where they're coming from right now.
So
they're
true.
Like, oh my God, most confusing question.
It's just
I don't
like,
even know.
Imagine waking up in a different town like every single day. Yeah. My memory's bad anyway. So like, I don't know, I think I was maybe in Copenhagen. Yeah,
okay,
I was in
cool.
Copenhagen.
Cool.
Yes. So day before yesterday.
Played a show there.
Yes.
With the full band. You're touring with the full band right now, right?
Yes, with drums, bass, guitar, cello, and violin.
Oh, nice. Mm. That must be so great to
kind
of like make them songs even bigger a little bit for the live versions of them. It must be really nice. So you're traveling with the full band. Your new EP is out.
Yes.
EP number 3, Human.
Yes.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
It's an EP. We've just listened to Monster. It's an EP that does have its own sound.
Mm.
And that's something that I really love about your music. You did find your own sound philosophy, I think.
You think?
Yeah, I really think so.
I still think I'm getting there. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that as well. Because, I mean, perfection is nothing that's, I mean, you won't ever get there. You won't ever, you know, have the perfect result when you're making art. So you're always on the way to a sound philosophy or something. But I do listen to that music. I'm like, oh, that's Dodie, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, how important do you think is the fact that you started out via YouTube as an independent artist who didn't talk about the music or the way you want to present it with anyone, except your inner self, maybe?
Yeah. I think it was very important. I think it definitely helped me find my own sound a lot. I think a lot of musicians on YouTube kind of like got caught up in this trend of covering like big songs that were like hitting the charts.
Yeah.
And a lot of them wanted to like produce them to match the quality that like they were coming out as. But I did not have the, you know, resources or the know-how to do that. So I kind of had to find my own way of making it sound good enough to put out. And I think that helped me find my own kind of sound and style, I think.
Yeah. And another thing that I found interesting when I read about your career today once again is that this thing that I see as an advantage that you've come onto the scene via YouTube and with your own idea of how you want to look, how you want to sound, some people have a little bit of disrespect for that. So they're like, oh no, she's just a YouTuber who's also happened to make some music or something like that.
It's tough. I think now, I think once people look at my channel and they see that I've done music from the start and I was a fan of YouTube, you know, I wanted to be a YouTuber as well and I made videos along the way, but I don't know, I think people can tell that music's always kind of been in me. And like, I do understand YouTube is a very strange place right now. There's a lot of weird stuff on that platform, but I don't know, it's still a great platform for creative people to be able to share and communicate with an online audience like so easily. It's just, I think it's still the like easiest kind of like video platform.
Yeah.
As weird as it is. Yeah. I don't think you should disregard it at all.
No. I don't think so too. And I was like a bit I was like a bit disturbed when I read about people who were like, no, she started out on YouTube, so she can't be a serious musician or something. Yeah. I mean, what's wrong?
Yeah, I know.
What's wrong with that perspective?
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense at all. And it's just, I think it's a generation kind of thing. It's like people around 40 who are like, they had to get
what
a record deal
YouTube?
To just,
exactly,
you know, they didn't have any chance to get out there. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're a bit... They envy you a bit or something.
Maybe. I think, and also because it's a very new thing. It's just like, you know, I don't know. It really has only kind of blown up in the last few years or so. And yeah, everyone's a bit almost scared by it because they're like, what is this? You know, where are all these people coming from?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of headlines to do with people on YouTube who are like, they're famous, but you don't even know who they are. Like, who are they? And they have millions of people following them. And then also I think there's this stereotype that YouTubers do nothing. You know, they're like lazy, which is just... It's so funny to me. I have so much to say about that because, like, imagine balancing worlds of people all the time. It's exhausting. It's exhausting.
But that's something that you've done as well. I mean, you've talked about your feelings, your emotions, your sexuality on that platform.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I find interesting as well because I've had a strange year or two, you know, in the last one or two years, things happened with my family.
Oh, no.
I kind of like went to be a single, then went back into another relationship again. So stuff is happening. And I did find out that being vulnerable kind of like helps getting closer to people.
Mm.
You know, you show your vulnerable side and then you're closer to a person as if you would have pretended that you're, you know.
Yeah.
I don't nothing think, can hurt you.
Yeah, I couldn't have, I don't know, I think I couldn't, I'm very glad that I was as open as I was. I've definitely closed off a little bit now, I think, especially balancing it with the online world is interesting. You kind of have to learn your own boundaries.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it is important to open up a little bit.
Yeah, no, but I wanted to ask if showing your vulnerable side actually leads to being a stronger person in the long run. Because you talk about your wounds, maybe, you know?
Mm.
And maybe they heal better if other people know about them.
Yeah. Oh, it's really tricky.
That's a nice metaphor, actually.
Yeah, that is really nice. Yeah. I might steal that. I don't really know. It's just an interesting thing to have the dynamic of an online audience involved. Yeah. Because, like, yes, there is such a positive side to it where... For example, I have a very strange condition that not a lot of people know about called derealization. It's basically where your brain just like spaces out. It can't deal with anything. It just disconnects.
Mm.
And I didn't know a lot about it, but I started talking about it online. And so many people, like forums and forums of people came forward talking to me about it and saying that they've had it too. And it was, I felt so alone for so long because I really thought no one, I was like, I'd ask my friends being like, do you ever feel like you just can't open your eyes wide enough or like see anything? And they'd be like, no. And I'm like, maybe I'm just going mad. Like, what is wrong with me? But like having that online community of people who are also struggling really helped me and it helped them as well.
Yeah.
But then there's also the flip side of like talking about anything vulnerable online can hurt. Because if you open yourself up, then you've got no shield to protect yourself.
Yeah.
And that could get tricky when people think they know you or can judge you.
Yeah. And there's still, the online community who supports Dodi is a group of mostly super nice persons, I think.
Mm-hmm,
but there's still the one or the
just
other.
Just the internet. The internet's full of, you know.
Pricks.
People. Broken people who have an anonymous voice and like to say whatever they
like. Yeah, because that's something that, I mean, I'm pretty happy with the Flux FM listenership as well. You know, they're friendly people, like left-winged, open, progressive people.
Yeah.
You know,
That's great.
I think so too. But sometimes an asshole gets through and you're like, and really, really pisses me off. Sometimes I think about those people like for days.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I know.
Why?
It's
shouldn't.
It's so hard. And that's the thing. You just have to learn to... kind of like mute and like shut down and like turn off your phone for a while and find yourself in the real world. But there's so much good. There's so much good. There's so much bad, but there's so much good.
Yeah, and I think the cool thing about your career right now is that you can combine the best of two worlds. Mm. You know, you're touring live with the full band right now. You can still film something and put it on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can leave it for a few days or a few weeks now because you've established yourself as an artist right now in this professional music business world.
Yeah, I don't feel that pressure anymore. I think a while ago, it felt like if I wasn't a YouTuber, then I didn't have anything to hold on to because I wasn't taken seriously as a musician yet. Whereas now, I can use YouTube in the best way. If I want to make something, then I will, and I'll put it up. I don't feel the need, like I have to keep doing this social media thing, because luckily I still like it, and I, you know, I'll do it when I like it. And if I don't, I won't do it, and I don't feel bad about that.
Yeah. Now, we've recorded something that we actually could put on YouTube. I think we will put it on YouTube.
Sure. Put
I think
it
it's,
on.
It's already on its way onto YouTube.
Cool.
Because we've filmed a little performance of yours a few moments ago, and I'm going to play those songs for the audience out there.
Okay.
So let's listen to Would You Be So Kind in a live version recorded in the Flux FM studios. Dodie mit Would You Be So Kind auf Flux FM live aufgenommen vor wenigen Augenblicken. Und das Video dazu gibt es dann auch auf YouTube in wenigen Augenblicken.
I have a question. It might seem strange. How are your lungs? Are they in pain? 'Cause mine are aching. Think I know why. I kinda like it though. You wanna try? Oh, would you be so kind as to fall in love with me? You see, I'm trying. I know you know that I like you, but that's not enough. So if you will, please fall in love. I think it's only fair. There's gotta be some butterfly somewhere. Wanna share, 'cause I like you, but that's not enough. So if you will, please fall in love with me. Let's write a story, be in my book. You've got a joint on my page, at least take a look. Oh, where are your manners? You need some time. Let's swap chests today, that might help you decide. Oh, would you be so kind as to fall in love with me? You see, I'm trying. I know you know that I like you, but that's not enough. So if you will, please fall in love. I think it's only fair. There's gotta be some butterfly somewhere. I wanna share, 'cause I like you, but that's not enough. So if you will, please fall in love with me. To fall in love with me, you see, I'm trying. I know you know that I like you, but that's not enough. So if you will, please fall in love. I think it's only fair. There's gotta be some butterfly somewhere. I wanna share, 'cause I like you, but that's not enough. So if you will, please fall in love. Oh, I like you, but that's not enough. So if you will, please fall in love with.
Dodie mit Would You Be So Kind in der Live-Version auf Flux FM. Normally I always go, Stadium applause. Like this super toxic masculinity audience.
That's not really the reaction I usually get.
The typical Dodie audience goes. But speaking about men and toxic masculinity, maybe as well. I've read about the fact that some producers, I mean, we've talked about the fact that some people have prejudices towards YouTube musicians who started out on YouTube. They're like, no, they can't be real. It's all fake or something. Yeah. And they never work. They're lazy.
Yeah.
But I've read about the fact that you did come across some producers who were like prejudiced about you being a woman and knowing how you want to sound and stuff. Mm. That's something that really pisses me off, because in 2019, when we're looking at the playlist, 50% of the music that we play is made by really great female musicians.
That's
you know,
awesome. Yeah.
So it's there's no need to even think about. Mm. I mean, and it's never been. There's always been great female musicians. Mm. But do you think it's getting better? How did you experience that?
I just think for some reason it's a little harder to prove yourself. I think you have to work a bit harder to kind of like convince particularly men that you are good enough and like you're quite musical. Like that's been really hard. Like sometimes I'll go into a session and someone will like play something for me and I'll be like, can I play it? What about this idea? You know, I do this too. So yeah, I don't know. It's tricky. But is it getting better? I think so. Funny enough, I think YouTube is helping. I think the fact that I've built up an audience, well, I guess, I mean, I want to say by myself, I've obviously had a lot of help in like the community, but like it kind of just proves, you know, like you can do this on your own. You don't need men.
Oh, well, no. Say it like it is.
Yeah, well,
it is true. Mm. Men are not really needed anymore, and it's I can live with that. Really, yeah. I can really live with that. I think there's a bright future coming up.
For the most
and
part,
it's female,
though, for the most part, though, the producers I've worked with have been very kind and very encouraging. Yeah, yeah. Especially I have my producer Joe Rubel, produced Monster and Human, and he's been nothing but encouraging.
Yeah,
he's been so great, and like it's so refreshing to get to work with people like that who give you so much of a chance and like love what you do and you love what they do. Yeah, that's been great.
You've put three EPs out, and I think the EP is like the more modern format nowadays.
Yeah,
I think because people have,
I think the reason why I've done it is because I haven't really solidified my sound yet. We were talking about this earlier, but like I feel like I'm not quite ready for an album yet, or I might be now, but at first I just needed some experiments. I needed to kind of like change and swap and see.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you've talked about certain topics throughout your career up until now. It's been 8 years, right? So I think there's a few things that stand out now that are topics that you could basically do in a long player about. I would be happy to listen to one, but I do understand younger artists who really are not in touch with the long player anymore, you know, because it's been a different time. It's been a different thing to just put a record on the player and then listen to one side of it, and then you stand up again and turn over the record. It's a different format.
I still
love
that format, though.
Yeah,
I think it's perfect. It's so great. There's nothing like finding a gem of an album and like just listening to the entire thing, because you can do so much more with it, like narratively. It's like a story. Whereas, I don't know, I feel like I've been making kind of like scrapbooky mixtape kind of things.
Mm.
I'm excited to work on something long form.
Mm. So, and the guys and girls in your band, they're inspiring people too, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're awesome.
It must be so great to work with the full band now.
So great. So great. And we're all like, we're just such a good group of friends as well. Like, we all really get along and like there's no tension. We all know what sounds better.
Cool.
As well, everyone's just so open.
Yeah,
and talented. So talented. I love them all.
Yeah, but that's exactly the right order that you've talked about that, because I really think that if you're a touring musician and you have to get the band together, you have to look out for the right vibe first, and then for the talent, you know, because you have to spend a lot of time with those people in a small bus.
So true.
And if you have the most talented guitar player and he's a prick, it's not good.
Yeah. Luckily, all of my bands
are pricks.
Can you imagine? All of my bands are pricks.
The thing is, I didn't want to get in touch with one of them too closely, so I've chosen pricks. All pricks. Now, you brought your little baritone ukulele with you. And we've recorded, established that, we've recorded two songs with that uke. Mm-hmm. The short form of ukulele sounds like nuke 'em all.
Whoa.
The old school.
Oh, no.
The old school atomic world war kind of scenery.
What? No, it's a bit, it's much more innocent than that.
Nuke 'em all. It's the fourth EP title.
Oh,
for
no,
Dodi.
Thank you. Not my vibe.
but I want to show the version of Human to the people out there. I'm going to play it for them. We recorded it a few moments ago. And we're going to put it on YouTube because we filmed it as well.
Cool.
You've reminded us of the YouTube platform. Yeah. We can use
it's
too.
It's a good place.
And ladies and gentlemen, wir hören hier also Dodi und das Stückchen Human in der Bariton-Ukulelen-Version aus den Flux FM Studios. Wunderschön ist das geworden. Thank you.
scoop you out. I want the secrets, your secrets haven't found. Pay me in trust, I'll be your best friend. Call me the one, this night just can't end. Your soul with me. Unzip your skin and let me have a see. Pay me in trust, I'll be your best friend. Call me the one, this night just can't end. Oh, oh, I'm so human. We're just human. Lean for me and I'll fall back. You'll fit so nicely, you'll keep me intact. Pay me in trust, I'll be your best friend. Call me the one, this night just can't end. Oh, I want to give you your grin. So tell me you can't bear a room that I'm not in. Pay me in trust, I'll be your best friend. Call me the one, this night just can't end. Oh, oh, I'm so human. Just human.
Dodie mit Human in der Live-Version aus den Flux FM Studios. Once again, Stadium Applause. Thank you for that. Danke fürs Besuchen, Dodie. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Wirst du deine Deutschkenntnisse noch mal ein bisschen auffrischen und dann machen wir ein komplett auf deutsches Interview. Nein. Nein? Meinst du nicht?
Come I got on. Deutsch. I got German. You said mit, with. That'll do.
I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show, for the rest of your career. As soon as you've done something else, as soon as you've released something else, you come and visit us again.
I will.
And ja, das wirst du machen. Das, wir werden uns drum kümmern. Wir werden das Management anrufen und mit denen klar machen, dass du nochmal zu Besuch kommst. We will take care about the
okay.
You're gonna be back. I have the feeling. Und heute Abend spielt sie hier in Berlin und wird im Columbia Theater die Bühne entern. Und wer da hingehen möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, der kann uns jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer. Zum Glück. Thank you, Dodie. Bye, bye.
Bye.
Werbung.